The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. And today, believe it or not, is the last day of November. It's 11/30/2016, and go out to motivationandmuscle.com. Download our two free ebooks, The Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle, and our first time where we've worked with Power Rack with conventional lifts and do a lot of sandbag training during the middle of the week with it. I also give you the routine that I use to get ready for stone lifting, and I've already started using it because we're going with the idea of leaving for Iceland, Scotland, and Wales in June of 2017, but we'll talk more about that as time moves on. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast and go out and look at our library. We have everything. We have more content, I believe, than anybody out there. They might be bigger right now, but we are coming fast and hard at you. Anything from mental tenacity, anything with the mind. We got the best authors, book writers, everything. MMA, Highland Games, strongman, bodybuilding, powerlifting. We just had my buddy Sean Colnan on, and we just put the show up. You want to hear an inspirational show? Sean has been going through some really hard times. His son got into addiction about over 2 years ago. And a year ago in February, Sean lost him to a heroin overdose. And what a show. He came out of basically the lowest point of his life. And he went back in and competed and basically broke records all over the place with a 2,000-pound total with powerlifting, which is phenomenal. And as Sean said to me, grief is worse than walking around with cancer. I mean, the triumph this guy made is incredible. And without his wife and daughter, he'll be the first to tell you. But I congratulate him. And, you know, that's something you really want to check out because it was, you talk about inspiration. Well, we're going to talk about more inspiration today. You know my feeling on bringing new people on here to meet our family. And we've got Corina and Jason Gibe coming on today. And they own a company. Well, they own two companies. It's called Immune Shine. And also they have a T, I believe they spell it H-A-U-S, I believe. I guess that might be German. They can correct me for Tea House. And I've saw their product a couple weeks ago. It's a local co-op I go to, and I was like, wow, look at this stuff. And one thing I love, it's in glass bottles rather than plastic, because I stay away from that stuff for a number of reasons. But we got them on today. So I reached out to them. I talked to her husband, Jason. Very nice guy. We went back and forth with emails, and here they are today. And believe it or not, they're in the Hudson Valley, too. We're in New York. I've only had a few people other than Sean and Ned and now Karina and Jason. Well, also my chiropractor down in Saugerties has been on here, Mark Colligan, but this is great. We're starting to really build a family and a base here. I'm going to give you a little information on these people. Number one, they're entrepreneurs. They are the creators of Immune Shine. Wait till you hear all about ginger elixirs. Wait till you hear ginger. I can't wait to get in this. And they got all of their ideas, formulas, ways to put things together from their grandfather in Germany. It's Karina's grandfather, and he's our herbalist. And we'll get into mostly, they'll talk about whole foods and all that. But welcome both of you to Motivation and Muscle. It's a pleasure and honor to have you both here.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's a pleasure for us.
Thank you, Eric.
You are both welcome. Why don't you give out any information you want? Obviously, I want you to give out your website, and we'll get started today with introducing you to our family, please.
Sure. So, like you already introduced us, we're Immune Shine. We are in the heart of the Hudson Valley, and you can visit our website at www.immune.com. www.shine.com, and shine is spelled S-C-H-E-I-N, which is the German version for shine.
I love it. That's what I figured, because when I spoke to a mutual friend, Chris, today, I asked him, and he was like, yeah. And I said, I figured that, and that's an awesome thing. But you know something? I'm going to start right off. Did you put everything out you wanted to, Karina? Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay,
you want
right.
me to get like into the history a little bit
Well,
first?
That's what I'm going to ask you first off, because I'm very interested in this. And one thing I'll compliment you on right there, I'm sure your grandfather's very proud of you. I think that's pretty great. Maybe it's not exactly what he was doing, but he kind of gave you the start, and here you are today. So let's talk about a little bit how you started this company, and we'll just move on from there. It'll be very easy. So take it away.
Sure. So I think I was 17 years old when I just kind of discovered Ginger, and I bought this little book in Germany that had all these kind of, you know, different recipes. And I was really intrigued by the root, by the energy of the root, by the flavor, and by the health benefits. So since I'm a teenager, I'm making that combination, lemon, ginger, honey, really basic. And I guess I'm also known in the family, like anybody that coughs gets a teaspoonful of my ginger elixir. So that was kind of always my approach to, like, you know, colds, flus, sort of things. And over the years, I mean, I've been making it. And once I met Jason, obviously I fed him a little bit of my magic potion as well. And I guess one thing came to another, and eventually he just was so, you know, pleased with it, and was feeling that it helped him.
Yep.
That he eventually just encouraged me to try to, you know, sell it, starting with friends and colleagues and, you know, friends of friends, and that's how it kind of started.
Well, and that's usually how everybody starts. You know, how many people you read about that they'll start a business out of a kitchen? I mean, you know, it's one of the most incredible things, because here on the show, we really encourage entrepreneurship big time. And, you know, there's so many people that will let others talk them out. And, you know, I've had it with family and friends. And, you know, it's the consistency of, well, what if you don't make it? And, you know, there's going to be long hours and all that. And I always come back, well, I am going to make it, and I'm willing to put the hours in because I love it. And that's one of the things. I mean, you and I both know, Jason too, you have to have a passion for this. It's, you know, most people that are only going to go into it for the money are not going to last very long. So, you know, the next question is, because I don't know how many of our family here know about the rich history of ginger, but just give us a few things that, what's really interesting, obviously, with this being rooted in with your grandfather too. But why ginger, and why do you feel ginger is, like, obviously the base, and we're going to go into some of the other formulas you got, but what is it that's so special you feel about ginger that made this basically the center of everything?
I would say, so the first time I actually got in contact with ginger, I think, was through my grandfather, because he traveled the world really early on. So he came always back with a lot of exotic spices.
Okay.
I think what really got me is first of all, the cleanliness of ginger and the spice. So it makes you feel really warm. And once you kind of get used to having ginger on a regular base, you just feel amazing. I feel like it's not just, you know, cleansing, but it's warming. It's like it makes you feel just healthy.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing with it is I'm going to take it before I go out and work out when it gets real cold here. Because you and I and Jason both live in a very cold environment at times. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen yet. I hope it's not like last winter where right now it's getting warm and rainy all the time. I live here because I like snow. Most people say to me something's wrong with my head, but I'm like, well, then why are you here, right? So what I want to do, because, see, I train outside all year round. So I'm carrying big, heavy stones no matter what the weather is out, and the warming effect of ginger alone. And one thing, and I want to get into this too, this is going to be very important, I think, for everybody listening who are entrepreneurs and, you know, love to work out no matter what it is you like to do. You and I both know we're always under a lot of stress, and I really hate that word because I think it's just used way too much. But let's just say we're really under the microscope a lot, because I can tell you just from trying to get through day-to-day, get the business growing, you know, all these good things, but there is pressure on you, even if you're not feeling it yet. And when I go out and I hammer myself walking with a 350-pound stone, you know, my body's taking a toll big time. Ginger, we know how good it is for the immune system. Now that I'm out in this weather and everybody else listening to the show, is this something you would recommend, the basic formula? And I know we're going to get into the other ones, but the effects of ginger, especially when you're under a lot of high duress, how would you respond to that, Karina?
I would say, you know, speaking of the season that's upon us, definitely the combination lemon, ginger, honey is ancient. You can consider it ancient and has been used for many, many years to, you know, help with flus, help with colds. Some of our other combinations include other seasonal ingredients such as elderberry, which is known to help with any respiratory issues, any lung congestion. So there's always a, you know, the classic, our classic line is almost unbeatable because it's like ginger pure. And don't forget that ginger is also known to help with inflammatory conditions.
There you go.
So when you say you lift a lot, you know, your joints are under pressure. I mean, you have to make sure you take care of, you know, of your body, and ginger helps with inflammation.
That and the next thing, I know it has a detoxing effect, obviously, on you. I'll tell you what I do with it, and I just been playing around with it on my own, basically. I'll take a shot of it before I go to bed, and I'll tell you, I've only had it since, I think it was last Saturday I got it, or Friday I got it. It'll be a week this Friday. I've known my sleeping patterns are getting better. Is that... I have no idea. I got to right now think that could possibly be influencing my sleep. Enlighten me on that. Is there properties with ginger? I mean, does it relax the body or what?
Sure. It's funny you said, Eric, when we were living in Asheville, North Carolina, where we originally came up with the product.
Okay.
Karina had mentioned that we actually used to take this product around. So all of our friends become our guinea pigs really at the beginning of the time. And my HR manager at that time was having some sleep disorder, apneas, things of that nature. And he had ended up taking our elixir. I gave him a bottle of it.
Yep.
And he came and just mentioned the same thing that you did, that it helped him rest better.
Yep.
But I would always say that ginger is known, and that's why a lot of people put it in their teas, because it's always known to at least increase blood flow in the body, circulation. It opens up your airways for breathing. Things of that nature. So that would probably be the effect that you're feeling, is just that relax, inflammation's being reduced, and you're also increasing the blood flow through the body.
If I may add something to that, I don't think that there is scientific, you know, evidence that ginger helps, you know, sleep or relax, but I think it's just such a soothing herb.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that you feel that shows that you're very sensitive to natural, you know, foods, and foods as medicine, really.
Well, I agree with you, because, and I think too, you know, the detox effect of it too. I mean, if your body's cleaning up, obviously everything else is going to follow suit. And I am a big believer in that. Now, you know, diet wise, you know, this time of year, there's a lot of stuff around. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you I don't have a cookie or a piece of pie, but this will be pretty much it for me, and I can't go overboard with it, because I'll be honest with you, I don't eat any refined sugar if I can help it. So if I have something like that, that stuff will send me over the edge at times. And that's one thing I like about the base ginger, where, I mean, I'll do a shot of that. Obviously, it will keep it, but I'm not going to fret over something like that. But my, you know, I eat more of a higher fat diet. Obviously, if I still drink milk, but I go down to Hawthorne Farms in Harlemville and buy raw milk there. You know, most of my stuff is based off avocados and coconut milk, coconut oil. butter I use, you know, obviously grass-fed, grass-finished. I want to make that clear because a lot of people don't realize when they're buying meat like that, it's not always grass-finished, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that the fattier diet, and I'm not saying I don't eat carbs, but I do, you know, but not to the degree of a lot of people. And now I've got something here, too, that not only – see – I like liquid forms better for stuff that I do. I'm not a big pill popper. I don't take a lot of supplements because they're pretty much all bogus in my opinion. You know, the stuff you'll get, I'm talking in a health food store, many horror stories, you know, maybe 1% out of whatever. It's slick marketing. And I get my stuff from a gentleman that owns an organic farm down south who's on the show, Steven Santangelo. So, I've been doing this stuff for a long time, and I know the benefits of it, and I know how training and obviously life can become much better for you. Now, one thing I'm real interested in is this. Obviously, you had to start, and I've read about what you did, but why don't you tell everybody, I mean, you know, obviously you started making little batches and you got to the point where you could get into an establishment, but just give us a little bit of the scenario, how that started and where you moved into and where you are presently, if you would, please.
Sure. So we really started out in 2013. I was pretty tired of my job for many reasons.
Sounds familiar.
And that is why Jason, you know, said, I have your back, quit your job and just follow your passion. And, you know, you can only do that if you really have a passion for it and you're not in for the money, because for the first years that cannot be a focus.
Right.
So
right.
I think the first 3 months we really spent researching what it takes to actually have a food business in the state of New York.
Yeah.
Because every state has different regulations. So it wasn't as easy as I thought, but once we gathered all the information, we really just went out looking for a commercial kitchen, because you can't just make it in your home.
Right.
You have to have a controlled environment. So we were lucky enough to find a small shared commercial kitchen. It wasn't ideal because it was a little cold. It was, you know, kind of a garage, but it was a certified kitchen. So we were able to actually start. And we started, I think, with making, I would say, 20 to 30 bottles.
Yep.
The first few months. And it fairly quick grew to, like, you know, okay, we need 100 bottles a month.
Wow.
And then 500 bottles a month. And so, really, really quickly, we had to look for a different facility because we were just maxing out the space.
Yep.
That is when, in 2014, we moved then to a small place in Rosendale. I call it small now because we outgrew that now.
Good.
Back in 2014, it was perfect. And it allowed us to, you know, not just grow our production area, but also establish a retail store, which is known for the tea house.
Yep.
So, we've been making the product there since November 2014 until to the States, or another month. But we are in the middle of moving to our third location.
Wow.
Which is located in West Hurley, just between Kingston and Woodstock.
Okay.
And I have a feeling and I have the hope that this will be a large enough place for the next 6 years.
Wow.
It's about 6,000 square foot large. It's a huge, you know, commercial kitchen with warehouse.
Yep.
We will have a new retail store on site. So it's a really exciting, you know, move for us. That,
sure.
It's the biggest yet.
I think it's awesome. I mean, to see that type of growth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to the – that's what I'm pushing for. Even though I'm not brick and mortar, I mean, you know, it's still right there. As far as with the, now the tea house is right in where you're making the elixirs, I take it too, right? That's all together.
That's all together. It's separated. We kind of say front is the tea house, the back of the building is the production room.
Okay.
But it's all under one roof.
Okay. I think you're probably about 2 hours from me. I'm going to come down one of these. I don't know if it won't be this year, but I want to come down and really see your establishment because it sounds really impressive. And, you know, I'm very glad that I got introduced it via the co-op here in Albany. But and either one of you, anytime you want to answer, you know, we can go back and forth. It's not a problem. So don't feel since now that you're going to be in a new establishment, obviously things are going really well. But now you got a lot of growth pains, as they call it. And this is good because you don't have to go into deep detail, but, you know, tell the entrepreneurs that are like me starting out, even though some are brick and mortar, some aren't. It's got to feel dynamite, obviously, to see your dream and passion come alive, because I live that feeling every day. But on the flip side of it, there's a lot more coming at you now, I take it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And one thing that I'd just add to some of this facility growth and change and how hard it is.
Sure.
Along the way, I always kind of think it's relative. I don't know if I've slowed down enough to realize how much we put into it,
yep,
make it happen. But I do know that all the customer feedback and all the feelings that they get from it is what builds our excitement and makes us the business we are today. And to kind of demonstrate what that means is some of this journey that Karina went through, from renting a kitchen to getting the kitchen with the tea house. We had the opportunity over the last few years within our product. We touch everything with the hand, from the ginger to the lemon juice to the honey. And we physically put all of this into our system to create what we provide to the customers. And we've always had this mission and vision that we would never belittle our ingredients.
Yep.
Or sell our customers anything on the label that we didn't believe in.
Yep.
So and that was a strong guide for us for this last year, because 2 years ago when we started looking, do we build a new facility or do we just give it to somebody to co-pack?
Yeah.
And when we went through there, there's a lot of good things within co-packing, because then I can go out and spend more time growing the business.
Yep.
But as we started to go around, the pressure was really there from the co-packing industry to say, well, you know, why are you using whole ginger? You can use ginger juice, or you can use ginger powder. And for us, that really started to become this dilemma of, but that really changes what we've committed to and what our product is. So we had, at that point, it isn't like we had a lot of free time. I was working full time, and Karina, that's how we've kind of made this happen. Is our business has always done well from after year one, but I at least had some sort of financial backing. I couldn't necessarily quit my day job per se. So I just kept plugging away with it. But then when it came time to build the new facility, our growth has been at such a good pace that I was able to at least take off since the middle of August through now to at least help inflate this facility.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, it's so rewarding to know that we're building something that is going to still provide the customers with 100% whole foods placed into our glass bottle that's going to either make them feel good that they're drinking something that tastes like the best thing in the world, or it's going to make them feel good for whatever holistic or homeopathic approach they're taking with it. So that's... From the hours we put in, though, I get up every morning and I put it into a tea glass and I put hot water on top of it. We always have it in sparkling water around here. So I think that kind of helped us in this last 3-year journey now, plus to stay healthy to where we can get up every morning and put in our 12 plus hour days for the most part into the business. And, you know, sometimes you find yourself at 10:30 at night looking at each other across the kitchen table and say, well, maybe it's time to take a break now. But there's been every good customer feedback that you get and everything that you do to at least make yourself know that you're doing the right thing from the customer being there for you.
Yep.
It's one of the most important things at the end of the day that's been the fuel in our tank to keep going. So,
hey, and I commend both of you, because I might be a little different direction, but there's one thing that I'll say to you, and I don't give this compliment out to many people because I get this said to me a lot, is the both of you are authentic. And see, people know a rat. I don't care what they tell you, because you see, I see this so much, especially in the physical fitness end of things. You know, there's people that might sound like they're the best of the best and they do everything, they really care, and then They might be popular for a little while, and then they disappear like a shooting star into the night. They're gone. And when you two can look at each other at 10:30 at night and still be energetic and passionate about what you do, I mean, you know you're in the right thing. I mean, I, like yourself, I'm up. Used to be 5 o'clock. Now it's 4:30. Wow. You know, if I'm not podcasting, you know, other than training or eating or something with the family, this is pretty much it. 7 days a week, and I've had people say to me, it'll be like, how did you get to where you are already? I said, I'll give you the $10,000 secret to go out and charge you for a download of an MP3 or 4. You got to be willing to work, and I mean work harder than you ever have in your life. And whatever it is you love to do, you have to stay with that, because if it's not something you're passionate about, you're not going to last. It's going to burn itself or you out. And that's one of the reasons when I saw your products too, as I said to Karina in the beginning, you know, like yourselves, and it's nice when you're taking things that help you to resolve and be able to just keep pushing and pushing. You know, when you're under the gun all the time, and you know, I'll tell people, you know, you got to be willing to, as they say, you got to be willing to take the hits and keep coming back time after time again. And I've had days where I always say on the show, it's like, it's a wonder, you know, I always say I've been down on one knee so many times, it's a wonder my kneecap hasn't worn out. But I always find a way to survive and always find a way to come back. And as you said just momentarily ago, you know, it wasn't so much for the money, obviously, because you kept driving no matter what you had to do to get it done. But it's with all good things and things that are really true. Eventually, and I've read this a million times, and I figure it's on my way soon too, is the money will start coming. And now, and most people say, well, money isn't everything. Well, I get two different directions with people, Karina and Jason, is this. Well, if your show's doing so well, how come you're not making 10 grand a year? And I just like, I give them this look, and I'm like, I'm not even going to waste my time on you. And then second, then they'll say, well, when you make all this money, I mean, geez, what are you going to do then? You know, like that. I'm like, wow, you both made a comment before to enjoy it. I have slowed things down a little bit too, because I'm in such a rush to get to where I want to go, it seems at times, that I'm not looking and saying to myself, hey, you know what? You took something from nothing on your own back, and you've used just about every drop of savings you've ever made, and you're still here. So I think that what you both do and your belief system and your standards, you know, I salute both of you, and I feel I'm in the same arena with you, though we do two different things. Let's face it, we are into health, and we want people to do well. So comment on any of that if you want. If not, we'll go to the next question.
I have one comment when you say, you know, I mean, first of all, I thank you for seeing it that way. And, you know, it's hard because you have to withstand a lot of pressure sometimes, because it's not always the easiest way, but it's the best way.
Yep.
But I want to point out at that topic that, you know, we have surrounded ourselves with really, really good friends and employees. And our employees that we have is just a handful, but we all found them because they had a passion and a love for the product. So they were all our customers first. You know, and through their passion for the product, we just started to work with them. And we have one employee, he's with us for 3 years, and all the others are with us since 2 years. So it's very exciting to, you know, to share that and to also sometimes say, you know what, I think I'm going to call it a day today at 4. Can you take over? And you have people that do that. So
no, it is.
That.
You know, it's very important to surround yourself with good people. And that's one thing I know. And another thing is I always like to be around people that are a little bit better than me, because then it gives you something to shoot for. There's an awful lot of things that go in to a business besides building a business. And you're dealing with people, and you've got to be able to deal with a lot of, whether it's, you know, questions when maybe you've had the same question asked to you 150,000 times, you know, But what you are is basically you are the product. And when you're out there, you're representing it. And it's very important to me with what I do, I'm sure with what you do, because, you know, people need information. People do need leadership. And when they come to you, I think it's very important to give them the time to treat them properly. And I don't see that in a lot of different genres now. But one thing I feel responsibility to people with what I do. I feel that we're out there. Maybe there's somebody sitting on a fence about a business. Look, I've had people call me that hadn't trained in 15 years because of injury. They heard the show. They're back. I've had people that are going through bad divorces that were like on the back of their heels that said, I don't know what I would have done if it wasn't for you and your show. That's meaningful, measurable things. And those things matter to me because I'm not planning on being a flash in a pan. I want to be here at least another 28 years or more, and I want to be able to offer solutions and help people out as much as I possibly can. And I'm not saying I'm going to hold your hand. What I am saying is I will help you any way I can. The rest is your responsibility to do it. But I think at that point, you've got a real good thing going. And if you can help someone find their passion, no matter what it is, to me, that's why I'm here. That, you know, I know where I am right now, and I know where I want to be for the rest of my life with this. This just isn't something to go out and make money, because if that was the case, I would have hung this thing up 3 years ago. So comment on anything that. If not, we'll go to the next question.
I think we're good, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the elixirs. That's what I want to do here, because this is real. Let me just get in here, because let me get this thing. All right. So let me see here. All right. So the turmeric, real important. Obviously, we were talking about the original, and that definitely has a lot to do with inflammation. But we know how you know, you hear a lot about turmeric now. Let's give, if you could, just a little bit of bio on turmeric and why you put it in this formula, if you would, please.
Sure. So the idea to make, you know, other flavors came just really a couple of months after we launched a classic.
Okay.
Just to give, you know, people like to have a choice. People like to try different things. Turmeric was kind of a no-brainer for us, just okay. Because it's related to ginger, so it comes from the same family. You may say it's a cousin of ginger, and turmeric is probably the most studied spice of the last year. So everybody knows about turmeric. Everybody knows about the health benefits of turmeric, and there are some really remarkable studies out there that show of how turmeric is actually prescribed by doctors over, you know, any other inflammatory or anti-inflammatory medication.
Mm-hmm.
So turmeric has been really shown to be super effective for inflammatory conditions, for arthritis, for joint pains. In addition, turmeric is known as a detoxifier as well, so it helps with detoxifying the liver. So it's one of those, you know, we didn't choose it just because it's such a hip spice, but we chose it because, I mean, with ginger, it's just an unbeatable combination.
Well, that's why, not to interrupt you, that's what I was going to ask you. I don't want to lose this train of thought, because I've been mixing the classic with the turmeric, and I take them both together. Is that good, bad, or does it matter?
Oh, it doesn't matter, actually.
Okay.
I mean, some people mix, you know, they mix three of our flavors all together. Whatever serves you, whatever you like at the moment is fine and gets you a benefit.
Well, that inflammation, we got to get rid of that. Let's talk about the lavender formula, please.
Okay. The lavender was one I always wanted to try, but I waited for some time just because, you know, I wasn't sure of how people feel about lavender. And eventually we just did some trials, and I think it's one of the best culinary products I've ever had with lavender, because lavender, surprisingly, just goes so well with the ginger. And we have had customers telling us that this is what they take at night, and it calms them down. And it's just a very, very nice combination. Really proud of the lavender.
I love that. I mean, there you go. Now we got something else to cool you down before you go to bed.
Right.
Obviously, cinnamon. I know you can fill in the blank with that. Cinnamon. Why cinnamon formula?
Cinnamon was really inspired by. So Jason was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Yep.
In 2012. And you know, researching how he can assist with, not the cure, because type 1 is really tricky because your pancreas doesn't work anymore,
right,
but you can definitely support it by eating the right foods, by living the right lifestyle. So Ceylon cinnamon is known to help maintain your blood sugar levels, meaning, you know, you don't spike as quickly and you don't drop as quickly as without it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just cinnamon, it's Ceylon cinnamon. Ceylon cinnamon is usually not available in stores, so it's a special order. It's also known as the true or real cinnamon.
Yep.
So it has an amazing health benefit. And a lot of people think it's seasonal, but it's really, we just believe in the health benefits. And it has been shown with Jason's, you know, reaction to it.
Okay.
So he takes it on a daily basis. So.
Okay. Hibiscus.
Hibiscus was my initial desire to have a red one. I really wanted, you know, we had the turmeric, which is very orange. We had the classic in yellow. So I really wanted a red one, and I love hibiscus. It's very high in antioxidants.
Yep.
It's high in vitamin C, and just makes a great cocktail mix, if we may talk about this.
No, that's because I saw some of the formulas. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, say anything you want about it. You can go ahead.
No, it's definitely a great mix. Really, really good in the summer because it also helps with like the water.
Yep.
With your liquid in the body, so that's why the hibiscus was born.
Okay. Garlic, obviously, but I love to hear about garlic. It's a great. I like to chew raw garlic, so I'm a big fan right now. Just looking at it. Go ahead, explain about garlic, please.
Good for you. Garlic was a happy accident.
Oh, okay.
Garlic, I would say, so that was actually before we kind of launched in an official way. I was cooking ImmuneGen on the stove at home for me and Jason, and the moment I didn't look, he threw in some garlic toast, and the results were just amazing.
Oh,
so
cool.
It was like, you know, it was kind of Jason's inspiration and idea, the garlic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what I'd add to that is, so living down here in the Hudson Valley, we have a lot of amazing organic garlic growers.
Yep.
So at our farmer's market, the only garlic, especially in its raw form, buying it straight off the farm, is a little bit more expensive than what you would find in the health food stores, but mm-hmm. the value is well worth it in the area for here. But what we do is we pull our garlic from the Hudson Valley area, and that's what we make the batch with every year, is garlic from a local organic garlic grower. So
that's great.
Amazing spice. It's one of the only ones that's known to be a natural antibiotic.
Yep.
So it's amazing for the body for sure.
Yeah, and once again, I love it. You source things close to home. That's what I admire, I think, the most, because I just think it's so important to support local. Elderberry, we know, but I would really like, why elderberry?
Being from Germany, elderberry is like in every household. So elderberry syrup, you know, elderberry everything. So the knowledge that elderberry helps with any respiratory, you know, problems, with colds, flus as well. So it was just something that we had to do. And it's amazing. I mean, the taste is great this time of the year. It turns almost into our best seller.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the last one, and we talked a little bit, but it'd be good just to go over it again, the classic, if you would, please.
Yeah. So the classic is obviously how everything started. So, and I want to outline again that we really pride ourselves that we are only using three ingredients for this product. So three ingredients, that's it. It's organic lemon juice, organic ginger root, and currently New York State wildflower honey.
Yep.
So there's no water, no sugar, no powders, no preservatives. And I would say for the ginger lover, that's probably the product, just because it's the most intense ginger flavor.
I love the taste of it. I'll tell you what, I don't have a thing in my body when I come downstairs, and that's the first thing I do. I might put a little ascorbic acid in a glass,
yeah,
and I'm too lazy to go find anything to put it in, so I'll fill the cap and dump it in. And then I stir it and just shoot it right down. I love the feeling of it. And since I've been taking it too, I'll tell you this. My taste buds seem a lot sharper to me, and it could be some of the cleansing effect. My tongue, I don't know how to describe it. It feels different. And you know, I'll sit, like, a lot of times before I swallow it, I'll, like, you know, swish it around in my mouth, and then I'll swallow it. So, I don't know. You know, when you're talking about something that's got a cleansing effect, that's fine with me. You know, if it's keep my mouth nice and clean, my teeth and all that, too. So, I'm just one of those guys that likes to mess around with things and see what happens. So, that's why I do that. Let's talk briefly, because I know we're at time just about, and I really want to have the both of you back on. I'm really interested in the tea house, because when I come down, I love teas. And now, all these teas are free, correct? I don't mean free as in you can come in and get them, but they're not in tea bags or anything like that, I take it, right?
Yes, correct. They're loose.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, the tea house was, like we discussed earlier a little bit, was the idea to you know, present our product, to have like a face to the customer besides markets and festivals. And I always had a passion for teas as well. So it kind of was, you know, a natural thing to just combine the two. And the reason why we started with tea initially was when we went to farmers markets in early 2014, we just really had one product, one SKU. So on our big 8-foot table, it looked really empty. So we kind of from the beginning wanted to, you know, provide loose leaf teas to our customers as well, just because, you know, the elixirs are fantastic in teas as well. So it was always a nice combination, and people just always loved what we offer. And that is why we just carried it over, and still offering our organic loose leaf teas.
So I mean, I didn't go out. I mean, I looked at some, but I'm sure you got a full array of whatever out there.
Yes, we have over. It grew to over 60 kinds of loose leaf tea.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're 95% organic teas.
Okay.
We have a selection from ranging from green, black, white to herbal teas. And we also carry three locally made chaga teas. And chaga is a medicinal mushroom found on birch trees in our area.
Yep.
So that is a product a lot of people are really, really fond of as well.
Well, before we sign off for today, I want to ask you one thing. Obviously, you're growing like crazy, and you are going to be in a new facility fully. And I'm sure you've thought about this. What do you see in the next, just say, year from now? Are you looking at, and you don't have to comment if you don't want to say, but are you looking at some new formulas? Are you, do you have other ideas as far as with teas, branching out? What do you see for yourself, let's just say, in the next 12 months?
That, it's a lot. we see a lot. And
okay.
We see a lot of exciting things. One thing we work on is you know, always finding new flavors or new ingredients that we can, you know, mix in the immune shine.
Yep.
But we also want to branch out a little bit into other areas. So we are actually working on making immune shine throat lozenges.
Oh, that's good.
Which would be amazing. Yeah, especially like for kids, if you think they have a cough, they're more, you know, they tend more to take a lozenge than, you know, drinking a shot of the elixir.
Yeah. Well, you know what would be nice? You know what I look at is something like that, especially when I'm on the radio all the time. You know, your voice can get a little bit grovelly and ugly on you sometimes, so stuff like that, I'd love to take part on that for sure.
Yeah, so that is one of our ideas, and then we have a few others that include like a dried or dehydrated ginger candy.
Yep.
So we have a really enthusiastic and very capable team of employees that are, you know, always experimenting.
Yep.
That's very exciting.
It is very exciting, and I can't congratulate the both of you. You talk about one heck of a job and a passion and dream. Just talking to you inspires me even more, because it's nice to talk to people that, you know, are a little bit further ahead than where I am now, but you're starting to see that, I mean, the growth and the satisfaction in helping others, and I commend both of you. I mean, I think that's great. I really want to have you back on, but let's why don't you give out all your information, obviously, your website. If there's anything you want to summarize, take your time. Let me give my information. If you'd stay on the line, please, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. So in closing, all I just wanted to reiterate is it's organic lemon juice, ginger root, New York State wildflower, honey plus one ingredient in every one of our products. Besides the classic, which is the base of everything, you can find us on our website at www.immuneshine@gmail.com. And Eric, can we cut that? Sorry.
Go ahead. Keep going. Go ahead.
So you can order from us at info@immune-shine.com. And we're always available by phone at area code 828-319-1844. And we love customer feedback and to have conversation. And thanks for the time.
Hey, anytime. It's a pleasure to have you both on. This is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Go out to motivationmuscle.com, download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, and our 30-day free ebook. They're both free. Sign up, and you get not only the mental tenacity to start, but you also get the physicality. And you just heard our show here. You've got everything. You get rid of your inflammation. You get to sleep at night. I mean, think about it. Strength and health and recovery. That's what it's all about. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at our array of information out there. We will have this show up within 5 days, so you'll get to hear this, and we hope that both Karina and Jason will be regulars on here, and we'll keep you informed of what they've got. And obviously, we all like to put our bodies and minds through hell, it seems like, at times. And isn't it nice when there's something that's affordable, that's proven and works? And as I keep taking, they were kind enough to send me some samples. As I keep taking them, even when they're not here, I'll be making comments through the show. So it's something to really pay attention to. Go out to, obviously, Google Play. We're out all over on internet radio. Also, too, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. We appreciate that. Obviously, too, if you have anything with a new car, you now can get us into your radio through AHA, because all the new radios and cars have the ability to get podcasting. So go out there and check all that out. We're also on TuneIn and Shoutcast. And if there's a show you like, or if there's anything you'd like me to forward to Karina or Jason, or anything you got to say, you can send it to FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. You can also hit the comment on Motivation Muscle, and I will forward anything to them, too, if you can't get a hold of them, but I'm sure you can. But either way, they will get the material if you send something to me. Also, I'll leave you with these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give words of inspiration. Remember, 5 words can change your life for the better, so make it for the better. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift today, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, press it, pull it. And if you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. And as we always say, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. I live by that, because I'm telling you right now, when you're a one-man show, you better be very strong and be able to keep just going and going and going. Also, too, Russell Furr, who's been listening to this show from the very beginning, says, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We thank you for that. that is a compliment, because we believe in leadership and helping others, and we want to be that for you. Also, too, one of the biggest things is we talk about some of the people who have been very influential with me, and that would be Frank Klein, who was my greatest marketing professor in college. He used to say, repetition, repetition, repetition. My father, be a leader, not a follower. And my chiropractor, John Ridge, who would walk every patient to the door no matter how busy he was, and he would always say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that on the worst day of your life. You will smile. I can tell you that. I say it all the time. And John would be very proud of me for carrying on his legacy. And I miss those three men. They were very influential in my life. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And most of all, tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're coming for you. Join our revolution. Be part of our family. Karina and Jason, thank you very much for coming on. It was a pleasure and honor speaking with you today.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You are welcome, and you're welcome here anytime, and we'll be off the air and we can talk, but it's very important. So, for Karina and Jason Guy, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We'll have this show up, like I said, in 5 days. We're very happy. We're hoping that they are, as far as I'm concerned, they're part of our family now. And you look at the people that are coming on here. It is just incredible. I thank everybody. I know we're getting near the end of the year, and I always do, but I got to tell you, I can't tell you how much I appreciate all the kindness and the generosity and everybody coming on here, because it's not about me. It's about the guest and our family out there. So I'll tell you this, as the great Les Brown says, you all have greatness, but we'll take it a little bit further. We got your back, but we also believe in you too. So everybody, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.